Welcome to Modern Digital Applications, a podcast for corporate decision makers and executives looking to create or extend their digital business with the help of modern applications, processes, and software strategy. Now, welcome your host, a recognized industry thought leader in cloud computing and published author, bringing over 30 years of experience, Lee Acheson.
In this episode, our customers depend on them and our businesses depend on them. Without modern web applications, most businesses would not survive. I'll present the first in a two-part series on the principles for modernizing your enterprise web applications. And then, what does any of this have to do with my son and his wage reporting application?
And now our main story on modern digital applications.
Modern web applications have a lot riding on them. Our customers depend on them, and our businesses depend on them. Without modern web applications, many businesses simply would not survive. Modern web applications must scale to meet our biggest needs without suffering outages or other availability issues. In order to meet and exceed this high bar, we must build, manage, and monitor our applications using modern principles, processes, and procedures. There are five guiding principles that a modern application requires in order to meet these expectations. Principle number one, using service-based architectures. Modern applications are large and complex, too complex to be handled as a single entity by a single team. Instead, multiple teams are required to develop, test, support, and operate these large applications. This complex task is impossible when the application is a single monolith. To handle a large, complex application, split the application into multiple independent services. Then you can assign different pieces of the application to different teams. This allows parallel development and operation. By keeping modules isolated, they can be built, they can be tested, and they can be operated in isolation from each other. Application problems can be more easily correlated and isolated to individual services, making it easier to decide which team should be called on to work on an issue when a particular problem arises. Scaling is not just about the amount of traffic an application receives, but about the size and complexity of the application itself. Using service-based architectures makes scaling the application easier and allows larger and more complex applications to be dealt with reasonably. That's principle number one. In future segments, we will talk about the remaining four guiding principles that are required for enterprise applications to modernize. In the next segment, principle number two is about team organization. Our applications are getting more complex and becoming more intertwined with the fundamental operation of our business. As such, the expectations of our customers are growing, and the demands for reliability, scalability, and functionality from management are keeping pace. Only by modernizing our applications can we make our applications meet the needs of our customers and our businesses. Principle number two, organizing teams around services. Architecting your application as a service-based application is only part of the answer to modernizing your enterprise systems. Once you have your application split up into services, it is essential that you structure your development teams around these services. It is critical that a single team owns each service. And when I say own, I mean complete ownership, front to back, top to bottom. This includes development, includes testing, includes operation, includes support. All aspects of the development and operation of each service should be handled by one and only one team. There is a model for application management that stresses these ownership rules. STOSA, which stands for Single Team Owned Service Architecture, provides guiding principles on team-level ownership, providing clear boundaries between services and promoting clear understanding and expectation between teams. We will talk about STOSA and the operating principles behind the STOSA model in much greater detail in future segments. Until then, You can read more about STOSA at stosa.org. That's STOSA.org. Principle number three, using DevOps processes and DevOps procedures. Now that we have team organization and ownership taken care of, the next principle is to focus on the policies and practices that those teams use to build and operate their services. For modern applications, teams must make use of modern DevOps processes and procedures to build and maintain their services. Many organizations claim that they, quote, use DevOps, but ultimately they do not operate their organizations in a true DevOps manner. True DevOps techniques require a complete operational flush of all processes and systems in order to incorporate the principles of DevOps within the entire organization. You cannot accomplish this transformation by simply creating a DevOps team, though many organizations do try doing that. DevOps is a cultural transformation, and only by undergoing this cultural transformation can an organization truly build and operate modern applications at scale. Without DevOps, your application will tend to stale in some spots, and the work you have done to separate and servicize your application will be for naught. You will not be able to build and maintain your application unless you adapt and truly become a true DevOps culture within your organization. There are many good sources of information on DevOps, but certainly no DevOps bookshelf is complete without the Phoenix Project. You can find a link to the Phoenix Project in the show notes. That's principle number three, DevOps. In upcoming segments, we will talk about the remaining guiding principles that are required for enterprise applications to modernize. More information on these five principles is available in my article that's published in InfoWorld, How to Modernize Enterprise Web Applications. A link to this article is available in the show notes.
This is Tech Tappers, little bits of tech here on Modern Digital Applications.
My son has an app on his iPhone that he uses to record his income for some of the government benefits that he gets. Once a month, he has to run this app to simply enter the amount of money he's earned that month. He simply enters the number and his social security number into the app, presses submit, and he's done. That's it. That's all the application does. The problem is, the application on his iPhone only works between the hours of 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. If you try and use the application any other time of the day or night, the application pops up an error message and says the application is offline right now and you can't use it. How many of you can operate a modern application like that? How many of you can make it so your customers can only use the application on their mobile phone during business hours and prohibit them from using it any other time of the day? I know the answer to this, and the answer is none of you. It is simply not possible in today's modern world. People expect their applications to function, and they expect them to function all the time. Anytime they attempt to use your application, they expect it to work, without exception, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, always. That is what's required of modern applications. There is no acceptable amount of downtime. I sometimes hear people say that we have nearly 100% uptime with our application, but then when you dig in deeper, you find out that they bring their application down for a maintenance window every Sunday evening. We'll be down for 2 hours Sunday evening for maintenance purposes. How is that 100% uptime? The answer is it's not. In a modern world, we have to perform all of our maintenance live, and we have to have our applications up and operational all the time. In our customer's mind, there is no excuse for anything other than that.
Thank you for listening to Modern Digital Applications with Lee Acheson. Lee helps executives keep up with industry trends and best practices in cloud computing, application scaling, DevOps, and applications modernization in order to stay in front of disruptive influencers. Subscribe to this podcast to ensure you get each new episode as it's available. Visit mdacast.com for all the resources and publications from Lee and his team. Thank you for tuning in to today's show.